Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Western Kentucky University Research Foundation was, a few days ago, approved for $105,000 in state ag development funds for software and instrumentation upgrades. Stuart Foster, state climatologist and director of the Kentucky Climate Center.
Well, the MESNET is a statewide weather and climate monitoring system that collects a wide range of meteorological variables every 5 minutes throughout the day, all through the year, so that we constantly have an accurate picture of what weather conditions are across the state.
From hay cutting conditions to keeping livestock safe from weather extremes, the Kentucky MESNET can be a key element in any farmer's toolbox.
Well, certainly weather is probably the biggest unknown for farmers, and we provide temperature, precipitation, wind speeds, relative humidity, solar radiation. We're adding soil probes at many of our sites now. So try to provide the type of data that farmers need in order to make management decisions for their field operations, understanding stress on livestock and crops and so forth, so they can be better managers of their operations.
We're always striving to make the farm-city connection in our program coverage, and I'd guess most of you have already made the connection to community weather safety and tracking potential for this tool. More on that in a minute. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Today's story on that state ag development grant for the Kentucky MESNET upgrade is a farm story, but it's far bigger for all of us. Stuart Foster says it's been around since 2007 and continues to grow. It's been funded in part by the National Weather Service and continues to serve their efforts when storm clouds begin to darken.
That's correct. We've got very good coverage across the state. We still have some holes where we'd like to add stations, but certainly the station that's nearest to your farm is very important. But also to get a more complete picture, looking at stations in surrounding counties gives you a better picture of the range of weather conditions and certainly an idea of what weather may be on its way to your location.
We'll have more on this topic next week. Foster says that local matching funds will be required to get this latest upgrade underway. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.